This is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, a lot coming up here in the next hour. I don't want you to go anywhere. The big thing we got going on around 7:50 is your chance to get digital downloads of artists that are going to be at Bonnaroo this year. You qualify also for the grand prize, which would be tickets to Bonnaroo. Get some pair of those and also get camping and car passes. So there's a lot you could win this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Well, I'm not going to be negative. All of Joe's Need to Know News, but today is a special day, and nobody said anything to me about it.
I'm sorry. What?
Well, what are you sorry for?
I'm sorry. There's something going on. I'm not going to feel bad, though, really, until I know what it is.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, Pork Chop, do you know what today is?
I don't.
All right. Behind the scenes, like, this is Radio
101.
It's definitely
not his birthday.
Pork not your chop. Birthday. It's not your wedding anniversary.
Pork Chop is the producer of the Joe and Alex Show, which means he's supposed to know everything and kind of make the show sound less sucky. That's his main goal. You don't know that, but that's his job.
Obviously, he's not very good at it. No, I'm just kidding.
True.
That's a joke.
True.
What are you saying? The show sucks.
Yeah, that's the joke.
According to ratings, it does. Hey, today is National Joe Day.
Oh, like coffee?
Like a cup of Joe?
No, like Joe. Like you celebrate people named Joe. I'm not making it up. Google. It's a national day today. So I'm sure you guys, obviously being so busy with the life you lead, like Liv mentioned she had a big nap yesterday and stuff. Like, I'm sure it just slipped right past you guys. You were going to totally say something, but I'm not that upset about it.
Joe Montana. That's another cool Joe.
I think you're just... like making this up, and it's actually like Cup of Joe Day, or maybe you don't realize it's like Coffee Day.
Hey, maybe you can do your job real quick and Google National Joe Day.
I will. I'll do it right now.
Why don't you do that? I'll come back to it in one story, okay? But okay. Happy day to all the National.
Oh, it really is about people named Joe. It says you can enjoy a cup of Joe with all of your friends named Joe. Joette, Joey, Joseph, or any variant of the name
I
Joe.
I think you could even do Jolene,
Joe Jonas.
There you go.
Josephine.
Joe Pesh.
Interesting. Like, why don't they have this for every name?
Because I don't think every name is as interesting as mine.
What about Joe Mama?
There you go. I like that. Wow. That's what we should have called you. Your radio name should have been Joe Mama.
All right. Mark the time where Pork Chop ruined my day.
The Joe Mama and Alex Show.
Joe Mama listens. Why don't you?
Exactly.
Okay. Serious stuff here. Spring break. This is scary. 4 spring breakers. 3 of them are from Indiana. 1's from Florida. They turned the table on a gas station robber in Florida after the man tried to rob them at gunpoint. After a night of partying in Miami Beach, the men stopped at a gas station to fill up, get some gas, you know, maybe get some energy drinks to try to keep the party going. And the man came from his car, covered his face, pointed a handgun at them, and went right up in front of them and tried to get all their money. The spring breakers, though, they weren't going to go down without a fight. They were actually all brothers and cousins, so they were all related.
Whoa.
And they quickly reacted without thinking. One of them grabbed the gun that was pointed at his little brother. So the guy's pointing the gun at him. He grabs it. They wrestle the guy to the ground. They end up beating him up. Then the other guy that's in the car, like the driver, he's like, uh-oh, crap, we're going to get busted. So he runs over and amazingly is able to push off all the brothers that were beating the robber up. One guy made it away. The other guy got stuck there, and they held him at gunpoint. And cops are still looking, but it's like, that's insane.
That's so brave that they just grabbed it.
That's incredible.
I mean, yeah, because like, what would you do if somebody pulls a gun? You're probably like, okay, don't kill me. These guys are like, we're going to beat your butt for that now. You just made a mistake.
I would tell information about my personal life because I heard that.
That way they'd point the gun at themselves like, okay, this is boring.
That's one way to look at it. But they learn to have like empathy or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like
I saw it in a Grey's Anatomy episode.
No, like, I kind of want to know more though. So what exactly happened in this episode? So the gun's
pointed. In an episode, there was an active shooter in the hospital, and the gun was pointed at one of the doctors, and she goes, I forget what her name was. Elizabeth, I have 3 sisters. I'm from Iowa. I have a mom and dad who love me very much. We have a lot of cows, like, growing up. My favorite one was named Lucy.
He's like, I hate cows. I only eat chicken.
Yeah, like, just went on. And she was like, I have, like, 3 nieces. They love me very much.
It's a tactic.
All right, well, okay. If I was the
person.
Was that
good acting?
No, to be honest, that was really not your best work. You just got shot. So.
Was it good acting?
Okay. Speaking of gunshots, this is insane. A teen in North Carolina was arrested after he shot a fellow moviegoer in a fight about a seat at the screening of Us. The 18-year-old got into an argument over to see it at the movie theater with a 24-year-old guy. That's when he pulled out a gun and shot the man and took off. The man was taken to a local hospital where he was treated and released. Cops found the teen a day later and arrested him.
Ugh.
How stupid are you? Obviously, like, there's dumb people, so I don't need to ask the question. But you're going to shoot somebody over a seat at a movie theater?
Not worth it, man. Your whole life now is ruined because of that one thing.
Well, that and you missed the movie. I mean, you're not going to know what's going to happen. So, I mean, I guess that was the big takeaway for me, Alex. I don't know what to do about this. I'm bad at making decisions. And Reese's is releasing two new versions of their classic peanut butter cups. Reese's Lovers Cups will be available to the public in regular and king size starting mid-April. There's two versions, one with more peanut butter and one with more chocolate. Which one would you want, more chocolate version or more peanut butter?
Ugh, not
more
either.
Peanut butter.
I like how it is. I
No, a little bit more peanut butter is just right, because I feel like there's a little bit too much chocolate in a Reese's peanut
really?
Butter cup.
Really?
Maybe.
So?
Just a little bit.
I feel like there is more, like ratio-wise, there is more peanut butter than there is chocolate, but I still think it tastes perfect. Like, that's the right amount of peanut butter, and that's the right amount of chocolate.
Okay.
I agree. In the original.
No, I'm glad there's going to be a version that'll fit my needs then. And finally, I think Live the Web Girl, months ago maybe you brought this up, was it your niece or your nephew, what their first word was? Like, you played it for us?
My niece named Lucy, her first word was Google. I don't have it on my phone anymore.
No, it's okay. Listen to this. This guy, well, I mean, it's self-explanatory. This is so funny.
Hey, Google, play the baddie song. Cleo.
Playing baddie on Spotify.
She just said Google.
I mean, you think about it now, whether it's
so
Google
cute.
Or Alexa, like, I guarantee a lot of kids' first words will be some sort of assistant.
Dang, Liv, Apple. You should have posted that video and made it go viral.
Yeah, you dropped the ball
stupid.
On that one. Another example of how Alex and I have to carry the show for any kind of ratings or notoriety. So that is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check out that cute video and everything else we talked about online. Just head on over to joeandalexshow.com.